Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas, and happy holidays, whatever you are into out there. We're going to have an easy time today, just chat a while. If you want to call and be on the show, talk about things and share some information, ask a question, give me a hard time, whatever you'd like to do. The number is the same number we use for all 5 hours for the weekend. It's 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Have had a lot of things going on that we need to catch up on a little bit. First of all, we've got some new information, some new stuff on the website for you. We've got some videos. We finally figured out. I've had a simple little Canon camera for a long time that has video capabilities. Plus, my phone has those kind of capabilities, and we finally started shooting a few things and learning how pretty easy it is to put those on the website. And so we've kicked that off, and we'll probably update that quite a bit in several different ways. What we have for you so far is two videos. One is the interview I had with Temple Grandin. I told you a little bit about that last week, and it's up on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com right now. I ran into her at the Acres USA conference, and she is a fascinating lady, so you'll want to check that out. We have her movie. It was a made-for-TV HBO movie, won 7 Emmys, and I brought one back for Logan, and we haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Met her and talked to her and hadn't even seen the movie yet. It has gotten great reviews, so I'm looking forward to that for sure. The other is the Ginkgo show. Now, those of you who have heard me talk about my Ginkgo or seen pictures of the Ginkgo in the past know what I'm talking about. This is a pretty famous Ginkgo, I guess, and in a lot of ways it has put on a beautiful show now for a long time, exactly 25 years to be exact. It was planted when Logan was just after Logan was born at our house, 1985, and it was about an inch and a half caliper ginkgo, and it's a big tree now, really big. In fact, the video doesn't even show off really how big it is because it's kind of squeezed in. It has grown out into trees in all 360 degrees. I need to do some pruning and or remove some trees so this thing has room to grow. The thing that's remarkable about my ginkgo is how fast it has grown. The ginkgo tree has a reputation of growing extremely slowly, 1 inch a year type growth rate, you know, and maybe a little bit more than that, in some cases less than that. And people complain about how slow growing it is. Well, there's two things related, I think. One is the trunk flare needing to be exposed, and the other is healthy, biologically active soil. You see, this is an ancient tree. It has been found, evidence has been found that it has grown everywhere in the world, every continent. Going back to dinosaur times, been around a long time as very unusual leaf. There's no other plant like it that has the leaf structure that it does, this fan-shaped leaf. And, of course, it has a fruit. And the fruit is an interesting point, too, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But the fall color is the main thing in the show. If you go to our blog, it's there. If you go to Facebook, it's really easy to find there. In fact, all these things are really easy to find at Facebook. We were kind of giving people another portal to get to our stuff. And it makes it just some people like dealing with the Facebook situation, and that's fine. So we've got them there. We've got them in the blog. And you find the blog by going to dirtdoctor.com and just click on the little blue button over there on the left that says blog, or go into the forums. And in the forums, you'll find the blogs. You'll find Tropical John's blog. You'll find the Dirt Doctor's blog, where these things will be, and the all the other information. A lot of gardeners chatting about stuff and having a good time there. So check all that out and let me know. The Ginkgo video, we call it the Ginkgo Show, because Judy came in the other morning, and it was 7:30 in the morning when I shot this thing. She said, the ginkgo is dropping its leaves. You need to go get a shot of this. Looks great. So I said, okay, I'm going to try out this little camera, which I had already used on the Temple Grandin interview. And I walked out there, and it's interesting. This little camera even picks up the audio of the leaves, the sound that the leaves are making. So I think you'll enjoy that, plus the fact you get to see crazy little Tater, our little SPCA dog, running around and get a little update on what he looks like these days. His white hair has become rather unmanageable, shall we say. So check it out. He looks good. He looks funny. Makes me laugh. He's doing his job, making me laugh every day, just like our Tully did, the Bernese Mountain Dog that we lost, that he more or less replaced. Judy and Logan and I were actually talking last night about possibly getting another dog as soon as we get through with all the construction projects that we have going on at the house. We're redoing the swimming pool area. Because it had completely fallen apart. The pool was leaking water and on and on. So we're doing a big project, and we're taking pictures of all that, and we'll show you the whole history of that deal. We've got a decorative pond water feature going in that Tropical John is building, and then we're kind of being the general contractors ourselves on the rest of it, the deck and redoing the swimming pool and an overhead structure and outdoor cooking area, mainly a fireplace. I don't do a lot of grilling. I like to cook inside on stainless steel and steel, you know, wrought iron, iron skillets. In fact, Logan, my daughter and announcer, was telling me that what she wanted for Christmas, and of course she's bought a couple of things for herself already, so I don't know if I'm going to get this also, but she wants an iron skillet for her apartment so she can learn how to use it. And it's a good tool. It's a good tool for cooking. And I used to grill a little bit, but I just don't go to the trouble to do it anymore, and things come out pretty good on the skillet and the stainless steel thing. So that's the way we go now. The other thing that you'll find there is kind of an update on the tomato research. And Sandy is calling in from Brooks, Georgia. Let me go ahead and talk to her, and then I'll give you an update on the tomato research. There is information on the blog, two photographs. And we've had this sort of debate, and not really an argument so much, just as a conversation about all the different techniques that people use to save their green tomatoes and turn them into ripe tomatoes. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Sandy in Georgia, first up today. Hello, Sandy.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Doing great.
My wife and I moved from Flower Mound to Georgia a few years ago, and we've been ground crew members for a while. We just bought 5 acres, and our first crop is sweet onions.
Great.
Put them in November, and I wanted you to explain to me why we put them in November and worry about these cold temperatures for 3 or 4 months instead of putting them in late February or something like that.
When everybody does. Well, when we first started talking about that, Sandy, we talked about it as being something I hadn't ever done either. And it came from a conversation with Bob Webster down in San Antonio. Bob does a show you probably know similar to mine in San Antonio on KTSA. And I visit with him about 30 minutes every Saturday morning. And we were talking one day about the fact that he always planted his onions in the fall. And I said, boy, I wish it was warm enough up here to do that, because that makes a lot of sense. He said, it shouldn't be any problem at all. He said, we got colder in the hill country where his ranch is and where he has always grown his onions than it gets in Dallas. And he's an ex-Dallas guy. He went to SMU, and he he really understands all this stuff. And so I started scratching my head, and we began talking about it. And a couple of things fell out of that thought process, Sandy. One is, yes, we in the past and in my vegetable book and in everything I've written in the past, I've recommended planting onions in February. And also that's when you'd normally plant asparagus and a lot of times the Irish potatoes, and we're planting them earlier now too. But I got to thinking, if you don't do transplants of onions, if you plant seed, when do you plant that? When do you plant those? Well, you plant them in late summer or fall, and you get them going, and you're actually having, if you do them outdoors, you're having those little transplants outside during the cold, and they do fine.
Okay.
So you may have to cover with floating row cover some, but tell you what, let me put you on hold and let's finish this in a minute, okay?
All right.
I'll be right back.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Howard Garrett here, the Dirt Doctor, for Munster Natural Dog Foods and Cat Foods, the only ones I recommend, the only ones my dogs like.
These products are very, very unusual.
They have the richest source of omega-3 of any pet food on the market. Natural preservatives all throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extract, things like that. Not just in the fats either, but throughout the entire product, even the raw materials coming in to make the products. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coat you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three rations, red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, the green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Yellow bag, chicken and rice formula, that's the newest one, and it has no wheat or corn. By the way, my dogs like them all. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients as found in the black bag at the stores that sell quality pet foods.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99.
Check out the wide selection of Steel Outdoor Power Equipment and discover the difference a steel can make. Affordable Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is only available at your servicing steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC BME SRP, available at participating dealers.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Howard, back with you. Gave the birds the day off today. Just decided, and the other music. We got a little Windham Hill for you today. Sandy, thank you for your patience. We were talking about onions. Now, are you growing onions on 5 acres, or is this just part of the 5-acre deal?
It's a home site, so this is just 100 square feet. We've got about 530 onions planted.
All right. Well, like we were saying, this is the first year I've planted in the fall, too. Mine are growing and looking great. Of course, we've had some very mild weather. I would assume, well, I just need to ask you this. What is the zone you're in there in Brooks, Georgia?
We are in 7B, almost 8.
Okay. Well, it's basically the same as here. So
we got down to 14 degrees, 14 or 15, two nights in a row.
Right.
And I wondered if we have them under a floating row cover, and those two nights we put polyethylene over the low tunnels.
I don't think you need to do that. And what you might do as an experiment is cover some of them with the floating row cover and the polyethylene, the whole deal, and some of them don't do it, and let's see which way works. I'm not going to cover mine at all. And we've had some freezing temperature, but we hadn't had real cold weather yet. I think the worst thing that will happen in your zone and mine both is get some browning and some burn to the top growth, and then they'll start growing right away again, and it will be beneficial. But I don't know for sure because it's the first time I've done it.
Was the objective to give larger onions in the end? Is that the benefit of planting in the fall?
That and having, what Bob's philosophy is, I didn't even finish talking about it, and I did too. We planted the onions 1 inch on center. We plant them very close together, and we'll actually harvest, and this is what he's done for a long time, harvest some of the onions through the winter and eat them small.
Right.
And thin out the planting and let the ones that that are there get bigger and bigger. You'll have earlier production and larger bulbs, theoretically.
Okay.
So, try it with and without, and let's see how it holds up. My theory is It's kind of like garlic, because I've done garlic, you know, and planted it in the fall for years, and it'll burn the foliage sometime back fairly severely. At least it looks like it is, and then it'll start growing right back and just be fine right after it warms up again. Now, when it gets severely cold and we're going to have real high winds and it's in a totally open and exposed area, the floating row cover at least should be used. But I doubt very seriously, Sandy, if you need to use the plastic and the floating row cover.
Do you recommend mulching with wheat straw or something?
We do. We have ours mulched with alfalfa hay. It's not a real thick layer at all, but the beds are completely covered. There's no bare soil much showing at all, and it's alfalfa hay that I used.
Yeah, we have more of a humidity issue, and we can't get alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
We also can't get lava sand very easily. But
yeah, it's got to go farther because it comes from New Mexico. Try to one, you can get the zeolite probably from if you talk to feed stores, garden centers, and all, and tell them about, you can tell them about the Natural Organic Warehouse now, our new business. And if we can't handle that size order, we can find somebody that can get the material to the stores.
Well, we're probably going to order the zeolite from your store, the Green Living store.
Well, the long term, it'd be good to get it into some of the businesses there so you don't have to keep doing that and paying all the freight. So do, you know, get some for now, and then later on just keep working on those guys to get it into the stores.
We can get granite sand, and I'm not sure if that's something our soil needs.
You may not, because you got a lot of granite as the base rock there in Georgia, and I don't know whether you do right in your area or not, and that's the answer to that question. If you've already got granite under you, buying more and putting it out doesn't do you a bit of good.
We have a lot of rose quartz, and we have sandy loam. I don't see granite, but we sent a sample to Texas Plant and Soil Lab.
Okay, they'll be able to tell you, and if that's the case, the granite sand will help you a lot. But zeolite will help you, no question about it.
Okay, we'll get it. Thanks, Howard.
Sandy, thanks for calling. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
It's 866-444-3478 if you want to call in. A little bit more on my ginkgo I didn't finish talking about. My ginkgo was planted, as I said, in 1985 when Logan was born. It has grown to be an enormous tree. It probably is the second biggest ginkgo tree in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at this point, and it's probably taller and wider than the one that's the champ. The champ is in a park. It's in a park not too far from where I live called Tennyson Park. And it is bigger. The trunk is certainly a bigger diameter. And the top probably is wider, but I don't think it's taller than my tree. The difference is that tree has been in the ground 80 years. Mine's been where it is 25 years, so tremendous difference. There's one in Swiss Avenue that, in one of my books, in my tree book, Logan and one of her friends is up in the tree that's on Swiss Avenue, and it's very close, too. So the fact that mine is so young and is now competing for the big one is part of the story. The other thing is that it was planted as a male. Now, if you know anything about, if you ever read anything about ginkgos, including my Brooks, I always said plant a male because you get the female, you have the fruit, and it starts smelling real bad and all that. Well, mine was planted as a male. About, 10, 12 years into it, it started having fruit. And it has a lot of fruit now, which I don't mind because I collect it and we grow little plants and give some away and all that kind of thing. And it is edible. It's medicinal. I don't know how to use it. It's one of the things I need to learn more about. And I will. But apparently the ginkgo can change sexes. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's AQUASANA.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some Green Living do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring Green Living home improvement projects.
Howard back with you at numbers 866-444-3478 if you want to call and chat about anything. Let's talk about green tomatoes a little bit. When this whole issue came up, it started with a column that I wrote for the Dallas Morning News. I write a weekly Q&A about green living. It's not just about gardening and landscaping. We cover all kinds of things in there. It's primarily about landscaping and gardening and that sort of thing, but a lot of conversation about saving sick plants, and we talk about trees an awful lot, and we talk about vegetables and food crops an awful lot too. So I wrote a column one day answering the question, what do I do with my green tomatoes that are still on the vines, and we got freezing weather coming, you know, will they ripen? And I wrote, and I never actually went back to see what got printed. What I wrote was that if the tomatoes had gone had gone far enough, had matured far enough on the vine before they had to be picked, they would ripen inside if you kept them in a dark area. I probably mentioned that because that's what I used to think. Well, I started getting mail right away saying I didn't know what I was talking about, that they had done it for years, brought the green tomatoes in, and that all the green tomatoes, no matter how mature they were, would ripen to red inside. And I said, okay, great, that's good. And I threw it out there for other people to make comments, and we started getting all kind of comments. We did a newsletter, one of our free weekly newsletters, which, by the way, you can get. All you need to do is give us your email address, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. So we did a newsletter about green tomatoes and put all the comments that we had coming in. We had a bunch of them. People were saying, you have to keep them in the dark. You have to keep them in the light. You have to wrap each one of them. You just have them in a box. You lay them out flat on the newspaper. I mean, all these, you know, you keep them cold. You keep them in a warm place. We had all these different recommendations. And all of a sudden, something started to become kind of obvious to me, and that was that all these people were saying different things, and they were all saying that the tomatoes would ripen. So I got to thinking, okay, what's right and what's wrong? So I had a whole bunch of them. I had a whole bunch. We had been out of town. We'd gone out of town for our 40th wedding anniversary, Judy and I. We came back, and there had been a frost strong enough to kill the foliage on the vines. I had three big plants left. One had been saved from spring. It was the spring planting, came all the way through. It was super fantastic. And the other two were some trial rows that I, a trial a tomato that I was doing. And I looked at the green tomatoes, and lo and behold, there was so much foliage that I hadn't even noticed how many that I had. And so I picked two boxes of green tomatoes, and they range from about softball size down to ping pong ball size. And I split them up into two different groups and kept one group in a box, cardboard box, that's in the stairway and in a cool place at the office. And then I put the other box full on a big platter, or part of them. Actually, I put some of them on a big platter and covered it with a towel and some newspaper. And then the others we left in a box, and then we wrapped some. So I thought I'd see how it works out. Well, if you look at the at Facebook or look at our blog, in both places it's there, the shot I took of 2 or 3 days ago. And what's happening in my tomatoes is that the biggest ones, just like I said, that had matured the most, they are starting to redden, and some of them have already turned completely red. You can see the shot. The ones that are younger, hadn't gone so far, are not showing any signs of blushing yet at all. So we're going to continue to leave them there and see what happens, and see who's right and who's wrong. Doesn't really matter. It's just an interesting thing to me to try to figure out how to handle these. But what I'm seeing is it didn't make any difference whether we covered them or didn't cover them. And we got that advice from several of the gardeners out there. I have some that are rotting in places, and I was kind of scratching my head about that, you know, my organic ones shouldn't start rotting that fast. And then it dawned on me, I didn't pick mine until after the frost, the hard freeze hit. So I probably got a little freeze damage, and where those damaged places were, that's where the rot got started. I also didn't spray the ones that were the most mature, the ones that were the smallest and still green. I did give a little quick shot of the BioWash product, and they claim, and I think there's something to it, that the BioWash, if you spray produce that you bring home from the grocery store, fruits and vegetables, that the shelf life will be increased dramatically. And there's a lot of variables there, depending on whether it's organically grown, how close to starting to go bad the fruit or vegetables already were, how cool a temperature you keep the things at once you get them home and all that. But it does seem to do some good, and I recommend washing the fruits and vegetables with something like BioWash or Plant Wash or Veggie Wash or something like that anyway. So doing that probably will help prevent, well, in fact, I know it will help prevent the disease from starting on the vegetables. But it was probably good for me to see this anyway, that the ones that had a little bit of freeze damage did start to get some rot. We cut it off, and there's still a lot of good tomato left there. The bad news this story is this. Flavor wasn't very good. I've had a lot of people tell me that bringing the tomatoes, the green tomatoes in and letting them ripen inside, the taste was as good or almost as good. I didn't see that. Now, does that have anything to do with the fact that mine, stayed on the vine through the freeze and weren't picked just before the freeze, which is what we would ideally recommend, by the way? I don't know. Don't know the answer to that. And we will continue to experiment around. And next year, going into the cold weather, we'll be well-armed to recommend. And we may try some other techniques, too, because that's what it's all about, is just to learn as much as we can here. If any of you have some experience that fits into this whole conversation and want to talk about it, give us a buzz. 866-444-3478. Or send an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we will add it to the ever-growing. I've got two comments this week, the ever-growing debate and research on fried green tomatoes, green tomatoes in general, and getting the green tomatoes to ripen in your house. Okay, let's see what else I needed to talk to you about. One thing I need to talk to you about is that I need some help from somebody out there. I know a lot of you listening are in different kinds of weather conditions and soil conditions that I am. I'm working on another tree book, a tree book that's going to have national distribution. So we're covering trees that I'm personally familiar with in other parts of the country that are not covered in my Texas tree book. And one of them I want to add is black oak. We don't have black oak growing in Texas, as far as I know. There may be some somewhere, but I don't know where they are. So if anybody out there has black oak in your yard or in the garden or down the street or in some landscape situations wherever you are, and you could possibly get a picture, probably has defoliated by now. Maybe you have some from the past. Those of you in the business, maybe tree care companies, landscape people may have some photographs close and far off of black oak. Sending me photographs, I would greatly appreciate, or letting me know where the plants are so I can plan a trip and get some of those things. But We're going to have plants in. We're going to have the Pacific Madrone in the new tree, for example, and we'll have some tropical things in the tree book, and we'll have, a lot of things that don't grow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, because we want people across the country, no matter what kind of tree you have, to have some coverage. We're primarily in this book going to talk about tree management. We're going to talk about planting trees a new way. Bare-rooted. We're going to talk about container-grown trees and what a gigantic problem that is, and that if you buy a container-grown plant, how to deal with it, how to take the plant out of the container or leave it in the container if it won't come out real easily, and put it over in a wash tub of water. Toss a little bit, very little bit, of Garrett Juice and Thrive into the water. Let it soak for as long as you can. Ideal soaking time would be an hour or two to thoroughly saturate, thoroughly hydrate the roots. We just did this with a bunch of plants that we transplanted from the construction we've got going on at the house to the office, and we transplanted some big viburnums. We transplanted some roses. We planted some new roses that came out of containers, and we planted some transplant fruit trees, the jujube that I had great production on at home. Too shady there, so we cut it down to where it was just a stalk, a trunk about 5 feet tall, and a root system, and we bare-rooted it. It had circling and girdling roots to beat 60. It was unbelievable how bad the root system was. And we soaked it and spread the roots out as well as we could and planted it in a new location at the experimental gardens at the office. So we've photographed all that, and we'll have that on the blog for you sooner or later. We also transplanted bare-rooted a pomegranate and planted it. We planted new roses, took them out of the container, completely bare-rooted them. The construction people that did it, the contractor that did it, had never done that before and thought I was crazy. They all look great. They've transplanted fine. We haven't lost a plant. Of course, it's dormant season. You wouldn't think things would go downhill too fast, but it actually gives you an advantage, gives the plants an advantage, because they will grow and do well a lot better than if they came out of a container wound around in a knot. And it's something that we're going to cover in great detail in the book. We're going to cover using the air spade or the air knife and uncovering root flares, or what I've changed the name to because I think it makes more sense, trunk flares. And we're going to talk about the release of beneficial insects, the overall pest control using natural organic techniques like I recommend for insects and diseases and all that stuff. And if you want to talk about any of that, 866-444-3478, I'll be back. One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram in fine independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here, and I have a recommendation. It's a recommendation that may seem out of the ordinary for an organic gardening guy, but not really. Health is my subject, and hearing is a very important part of your health. Affordable Hearing is my recommendation. They have offices in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford.
And they'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. They have a hearing helpline that you can use anytime or use it to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. Greg Keeney and his affordable hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home, believe it or not. Just try it out for a week. There's no charge or obligation. It's affordable hearing. It's 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to call affordable hearing. 800-521-1592.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at DirtDoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Yeah, the experiments we're doing with the bare-rooted planting that I was talking about really is impressing me. I thought I would run into some situations where plants would just be too shocked and have trouble, but I haven't run into that at all. And I've transplanted a lot of things now, a lot of different shrubs and trees, woody plants primarily is what I'm talking about. I haven't gone to the point of bare rooting a little 2 1/4 inch pot that's a flower, you know, a perennial or an annual. But the woody stuff from 1 gallon containers up to pretty good sized trees, and you can go as big as you want, really, if you have the right kind of equipment to handle it. The bare rooting is an advantage in a whole bunch of ways. One, you don't, if you're in the business, you don't have to transport. If you keep the bare rooted roots moist through the trip, you don't have to transport the soil, which is the heaviest part of the plant. But the other thing is you get better surface area connection between the soil and the roots when you've bare rooted, if you spread the roots out correctly. Especially, and what that does is just totally eliminate any need to ever stake the plants. Holds plants up really well. If you've listened to me or read any of my stuff, you know I don't recommend staking anyway, and this just gives you an advantage there. And I think that the final step, and we did this, of drenching after you've watered the plants in really well, drenching that root zone with Garrett juice. Or by plain Garrett juice or Garrett juice plus, whether it's your formula or a manufactured product, along with the Alpha Bio Thrive I think that it's just amazing what it does, and you rarely will ever lose a plant. Plus, they'll take off, the plants will take off and do better than you've ever seen your plants do. So if you're getting ready to plant, do that. If not, make a note to do it whenever you get around to moving some plants around. And this is still a great time for a lot of us in the South where the ground's not frozen solid yet. To move, do transplants, and move things around. And it works. I'm really impressed with the thing. I'm also experimenting with some larkspur right now. I started playing with larkspur a few years ago because people were asking me about wildflowers, when to plant blue bonnets and Indian paintbrush and various kind of blue bonnets. And in the past, we recommended planting in the fall. Got to thinking about that and thought one day, well, how does nature do it? When does nature throw the wildflower seed down on the ground? Well, right after they've bloomed and gone to seed, which means late spring, middle to early summer, midsummer for some wildflowers. In other words, these seed are going down and getting some heat and getting some ultraviolet rays and that sort of thing, and maybe that's important. And what I've seen so far, and thinking about all that, is that that's right. If you can plant in the summer these kinds of things that are normally recommended to be planted in the fall, they do pretty well. On the other hand, I've been playing around with planting larkspur at all kinds of different times. And last year I planted some late winter. I just bought some. I just got a half a pound, and I'm going to plant a whole bunch more in some new beds that were just built with the bed preparation that I recommend. Lots of compost, lots of rock powders, cornmeal, and dry molasses for the sugar, zeolite, a lot of zeolite. We put in lava sand. We put in decomposed granite. We just loaded these beds up because we were planting a lot of roses. And then we're going to do a lot of experimental kinds of things. But for this first go-around, I'm planting larkspur seed all over the place. Well, this isn't the ideal time to plant them, but I'm going to and see how it works, and we'll show you how that goes. If it does work, it's very inexpensive. Well, we know it works if you plant in the fall. I've got larkspur coming up all over the place that was from last year's crop, and some of it's 6 inches tall now. So we know larkspur works great as a perennial, as an annual that comes back, you know, from seed. So it functions like a perennial, and it's just as durable as it can be. You have a real long period of beautiful flowers, and it's an inexpensive way to plant a lot of beautiful color. We'll see how well it works planting in the middle of the winter, which is what I'm about to do. Now, we're going to have mild weather for this next week, and it'll get watered, and it'll probably germinate pretty quickly. The only risk, and there is some risk here, and I tell people this about planting grass seed at the wrong time. If you have a warm period of time in the winter, yeah, the seed will germinate and start to grow, but then if it flips back around and you have some really cold temperatures, you may freeze those little seedlings. So we're going to see how larkspur handles this deal. Again, seed doesn't cost much. You can experiment with it and see, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Well, we've got another hour of green living. If you want to see our recommendation for a very inexpensive Christmas or other holiday gift, look at our current newsletter. It's on dirtdoctor.com right now. It's in the Green Living Shop, and it's a bar. It's a honey bar. You rub in your hands, turns into a lotion, and it's the best hand lotion I've ever used. I just think it's absolutely great. It's made by the Honeybee Guild, our local Dallas beekeepers, and we like to support them. But we'll talk more later. Telephone number always is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.